The Hawaii P20 Council set a goal of 55% of working-age adults to have 2 or 4 year college degrees by 2025, the so-called 55 by 25 campaign. But P20 Council Executive Director Karen Lee says the state has a long way to go.
As of 2012, only 41.7% have a college degree. And in a statewide opinion survey, it was found that public support for the need for a college degree was declining.
So the council is asking for community-wide participation and support to meet this goal. Governor Neil Abercrombie took the opportunity to highlight his early childhood learning initiatives. He said, although the highest dropout rates in Hawaii public schools are in the ninth grade, the basic building blocks for success are formed much earlier.
You're in that transition into adolescence. You're not a little kid anymore, and you're not really a young adult. Yes, there's changes taking place physically and emotionally, and if you get a good foundation in terms of your numbers, in terms of your letters, and in terms of your self-confidence, I'm convinced that preschool is something that if we act on it, it's going to pay big dividends.
Department of Education Superintendent Catherine Matayoshi says there is much being done to instill the importance of education and keeping students engaged and on the path to graduation through sports and after-school activities. Matayoshi also says students are provided numerous options and choices at a very young age.
Getting them exposed to careers and the idea that there are all these kinds of jobs that start maybe in a vocational area and then expand on to professionals. For example, in healthcare, everything from the person who takes blood to being an LPN, an RN, a doctor, all of those are all part of the career pathway.
Senator Jill Tokuda, chair of the Education Committee, supports the P20 initiative and says she is cautiously optimistic her colleagues in both houses will fund the governor's legislative package.
We'd like to get additional funds so that we can support our school readiness efforts for the coming school year, both for preschool open doors subsidies as well as family-child interactive learning programs, and also the new initiative looking at public pre-K programs. So I really do believe that there's a lot of support. The question is, can we now get some dollars?
At the end of the news conference, Governor Abercrombie said the focus on preschool, K-12, and higher education is not an intellectual pie-in-the-sky exercise.
This is not a hope and a prayer. This is based on solid evidence of what works, how to do it. We know where we want to go. We know how to get there. The 55 by 25 campaign is it.
Hawaii P20 is a partnership of the Executive Office on Early Learning, the State Department of Education, and the University of Hawaii System. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.